Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33.
And today is Friday, April the 17th, of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we have another esoteric message, another Hebrews 6:1 message, another message that is a cookie blower, another message where we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the esoteric and the esoteric. Today, we're talking about the Hieros Gamos, Hieros Gamma. So Hieros Gamma, again, is one of those words or one of these terms or one of these things, just like the word Barbello, just like the word Gnostic, Demiurge, just like the word Samael, Sophia, or Pistis Sophia. These are all words that are part of non-canonized books. These terms come from the non-traditional Christendom. That's why you may not be familiar with these terms or with these words. What's interesting is everybody else is familiar with these words. If you go to the East, this, what I'm sharing today, is a part of the Sefer Yetzirah. It's a part of the holistic engagement of the six directions of the four letters of the name of God, Yahweh. So according to Gematria, the sky is made up of Yahweh. The earth is made up of He Yahweh. The east is Ve-Yah-Heh. The west is Va-Heh-Yah. The south is Yah-Va-Heh. The north is He-Va-Yah. These are the six directions of the hexagon. Now, this is the six-pointed star. This is the Heteros or the Hyros Gamma. This is the divine marriage between two opposites. This is the divine marriage between the feminine and the masculine. Let me say that again. This is the divine marriage between the feminine and the masculine. This is the Christos Sophia that is inside of the gematria, numerology, alphanumerics, the Kabbalah. Now, the problem with this study and any of these studies and everything that I talk about is exoteric, meaning that it's Luciferian, meaning that the Cosmoglotto has a counterfeit version of the original. Now, the heteros gamos is a Greek word that means sacred marriage. Now, this sacred marriage is between mass and matter. I'm sorry, between mass and spirit. This is Ephesians chapter 2, said in another way. Now, brothers and sisters, everything I'm talking about on every show that I do is exoteric. It has the potential to cause severe damage if you don't understand, because the counterfeit version is exactly like the original. The counterfeit version of the heteros gamos is a connection between what is called a spiritual marriage between alchemical properties. It is the restoration of the kundalini, or the activating, or the marriage between the kundalini and the flesh. Now, the biblical, the true heteros gamos is the activating or the marriage between spirit and flesh. It is what Yahushua came to do. He said that we don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. At the resurrection, we're going to have a glorified body. The heteros gamos is the sacred marriage between two opposites, spirit and mass. The enemy meant for evil, God is taking, glorifying it, and using it for good. So you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, even though now the baby, quote-unquote, the flesh, is marred. The flesh was against the spirit, and the spirit was against the flesh. The two are contrary to one another. But Ephesians 2 says that Yahushua is coming, and he's going to make the twain. He's going to make the two seeds that are far off one new man. It is this one new man that it talks about inside of the book of Ephesians that is the cookie blower. This is the true heteros gamos, not the worldly version. You can go to any Satanist, you can go to any witch, you can go to any Kabbalist, and you ask them, what is the heteros gamos? You can ask them, what is the Christos Sophia? They're going to give you some esoteric kundalini activation. And you're going to come back and say, hey, well, Brother Will teaches all of this stuff. You know, one of the joys that I have in being in this position, do you know one of the things that brings me the most delight, the thing that I love is people reject me without understanding me. I love it because people reject what they don't understand. And if you can't take the time to understand me or any other person or Yahuwah and his son Yahushua, you don't deserve the right to sit at the table. Let me make sure I'm crystal clear. Because I use the name Master Teacher 33, it has nothing to do with Freemasonry. But if you don't take the time to sit down and ask me, you assume. They said that assumption is the father of all ignorance. Never, ever assume. The worst thing that you can make is to reject something without investigation. 99% of the people I talk to, they reject without investigation. They see my name, they hear a title, they listen to 5 minutes of a 3-hour show, and then they make their they make the conclusion. And they say, oh, that brother is a closet Satanist. Oh, that brother is teaching heresy. Oh, that brother is this. Man, you don't know nothing about me. You don't know nothing where I've been. You have to spend time, brothers and sisters, with someone or something to understand it. You see, whatever you understand, then you can expect. Whatever you expect, then you can manifest. You don't manifest nothing because you don't expect nothing because you don't understand nothing. Not you personally, but in general. So what I am talking about, this 30-second clip that I'm doing today, is not even, see, to even do this. But this is so deep that I cannot afford, I don't have the time anymore to do 10, 12-hour series on Blog Talk. Now, I'm going to say this again, and I'm praying to God that you guys understand what I'm saying. Because in my last show, I said that, hey, if everybody that listened to my shows gave $1 off of every message that they like, the message that you don't like, don't donate. But if you listen to a message that I do, and if you go to my website at masterteacher33.com, and if you click on the donation button and make a $1 donation, I wouldn't have to sell no books. Everything that I could go back to doing 3-hour shows, and I can give all my information for free. Why? I have on average anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 people listening to this show. Now, I said that, and guess what? I went to my PayPal account, and I had a lot of $1 donations. So if everybody got on the bandwagon, that would, you know, hey, we could rock and roll. This would be a 10-hour series, and I could break this down so that way you would have everything that you need. And I wouldn't have to go and write a book and then sell the book separately only for the people that could afford it and price it at $499, and it's out of the reach of most people. So the only way for me, to continue doing what I'm doing is with your help. Now, I believe that the Holy Spirit leads and guides. I don't believe, I don't like doing this. I'm not begging. I'm not asking for money. I have a lot of offers, which I'm actually entertaining. I can go and get a full-time job and make 5 times the amount of money that I'm making now. I do this for you guys. I do this for my sons, for my daughters. They can tune in and they can listen to this show. Because what I know, you need to know. Because by the end of this year, if you don't know what I know, may God have mercy on your soul. Because there's something in the air. I don't know if you guys know. My daughter just told me that in Minnesota, in a little town where she's in, there was a convoy of military equipment and tanks passing through. I just posted a video on my Facebook page of the underground burrows and tunnels by Walmart. Most people understand that Walmart are distribution centers for the government and for the deep underground military bases, the dumb bases. Let me make sure you understand. Anyone who has real money is in cahoots with real devils. Let me say that again. I'm talking about real money. You know, so you got a couple of $1 million, that's chump change. You got a couple of $1 billion, you are possessed by a devil. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. The marriage, heteros gamos, means the marriage between deities. So, and now, brothers, sisters, to live, L-I-V-E, turn it around, E-V-I-L. If you have lived, if you are living, you are devil. I just watched a movie, The Theory of Everything. You guys know the guy, Hawkins. I forgot his first name, Hawking. Now, a guy severely handicapped, the brightest, the sharpest mind on the planet. Why do sharp minds live miserable lives? Can anybody answer the question? Show me somebody that's very, very, very intelligent, a genius. Now, you guys know where I'm going with this because you look at the definition of the word genius. Heteros gamos, we're talking about the marriage between a jinn, a genie, and flesh. Now, there is a, now remember, if there is the tree of life, there's also the tree of death. If there is a Holy Spirit, there's an unholy spirit. So the unholy spirit, some people are married. It is the wedding. You put on the wedding garment of your God. It means that you're wearing the right robe. Now, you guys know I just met with this individual not that long ago. Don't want to put no names out there because you might know who I'm talking about. However, this individual says, hey, man, I see you clothed in a white robe. What does that mean? That means heteros gamos. That refers to the risen Christos. That is the embodiment of the interior Christ, not the exterior one. Everybody knows the exterior Christ. How many people know the interior Christ? Is have you activated your amygdala, not your amygdala, your pineal gland? Have you activated? Now, how do you do all of this stuff? Do you do it the mystical way? Do you breathing techniques? Do you go practice yoga and Tai Chi? No. How do you do it? God is spirit. It's mental. What do you mean, brother? What do you mean? That means the Bible says if you go into your closet, pray in private, your Father will reward you. He will activate you in public. So how do I, when everybody else is activating their kundalini, how do I activate my crystals? How do I rise? How do I produce colostrum? Some people call it meditation. I call it sitting at the table, take out a piece of paper and a pen, turn off the computer, and just sit there. When a thought comes into your head, write it down. See if it is of God. If it's not of God, throw it away. Wait for another thought. That's it. It's not mystical. You don't turn over no chairs. You don't shout. You don't foam at the mouth. There's no burning bush. You ain't got to go and you don't have to put yourself in no uncomfortable positions. You ain't got to breathe. You ain't got to say 50 Hail Marys. All of this stuff is worldly stuff. This makes you a fit extension for this world and for the God of this world. God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit. Notice how you worship him, brother. How do you worship him? In spirit. What does that mean? A spirit is a group of related thoughts. So you get a bunch of thoughts together that are about Yahushua, and bam, you're worshiping him. A spirit is a group of thoughts, not one. So you think about God once a day, and you wonder why you don't have a relationship with him. But you go to church on Sunday, but you don't understand, but, you know, the devil transformed himself into an angel of light. He transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. So you're wondering why you don't have a relationship with God and you go to church every day. Oh, I know, because I used to do it. Heteros gamos is the marriage between your body and God's spirit. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach, whose body temple you are? So we need the body. We just need a glorified one. So until your body becomes glorified, the body must be indwelt by the Ruach or the Pneuma. This is called Heteros Gamos. Now, this is the premortal point, brother, where you become a non-localized individual. You become what I call a single standing column of wave. Scalar technology, which turns into tachyon technology. What does that mean? That means that you become a self-oscillating system. What does that mean? That means godliness plus contentment. The word contentment in the Greek means not needing outside systems. That is heteros gamos. It is the divine marriage of opposites. It is the divine marriage of your flesh and your spirit. It's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 15. Let's start with 14. Ephesians 2, 14 says, "For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one, and he broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh." Where was it at, brother? Where was it at, sister? In his flesh. Where was it at, brother? Where was it at, sister? In his flesh. He abolished something in his flesh that was enmity. That means enemy. That means a gift. Which is the law of the commandments contained in ordinance. Who's the enemy, brother? Who's the enemy, sister? The law of ordinance. But you're keeping the law. You got the Ten Commandments hanging on your wall right now. You're trying to be a moral man. You're trying to be a moral woman, right? Right? Oh, yeah, I've been there, done that too. Crashed and burned. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. It's causality. God, not many noble are called. Why? Could somebody please educate me? You know, I'm a little slow. Why aren't wise and noble men called? Why does the Bible say not many wise are called? Why? Where your wisdom comes from, homeboy? Where your wisdom comes from, homegirl? Now, see, I know. See, I prayed. I asked for a demonic possession. I know that you guys don't know to understand. It's another show for another time. But when I was a young cat coming up, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I said, okay, God, he ain't God. If he was God, I wouldn't be in this position. If he was God, I wouldn't have been tied up and molested as a kid. If he was God, I wouldn't have a lady beating me with a metal pipe wrapped in black tape. If he was God, I wouldn't look in the eyes of my mother and she didn't do anything. If he was God, I wouldn't have been walking down the streets of Richmond, Texas at 13 with all my clothes in a paper bag and my own father locked me out of my own house. If he was God, all the things that happened in my life wouldn't have happened. So therefore, he can't be God. So let me go hang out with the devil. And I went hung out with the devil. The devil said, oh, yeah, you got your dirt suit on. You got your red suit. Until you take off your red suit, I can't do nothing with you. I said, well, I would go to study officers and they would stop. And they would say, someone here has their red suit on. They could not proceed until I left. So I was covered by the blood. Now, what did I do to get it, brother? What did I do to get it? I asked for the devil to come into my life. The devil said, I don't want you, dude. I can't use you. You already marked. You already called. You already been equipped. You already been justified. You already been glorified. You already been sanctified. See, somebody knew you in your mother's womb. That's vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. And you mean to tell me that you're going to come and you got morality? Really? Oh, you got a couple of nickels in your pocket? I'm supposed to be impressed? You see, we've been lied to, brothers and sisters. You're walking around with a fake God. Because the real one doesn't require what you do. Remember what we talked about in the Gospel of Judas? Jesus told Judas, my other disciples, they keep rituals and they keep commandments. They don't know jack. They're wasting their time with lesser. Now, can you do it? Absolutely. If you're doing it, keep doing it. Please don't stop. I don't want you to believe a word I'm saying. In fact, I highly recommend that you don't believe nothing I say and that you take every word I say and you do your own research and you look it up for yourself. That's what I do. Somebody tell me something, I say, sure. I don't debate. I don't argue. The truth is like a lion. Do lions need to be protected or, you know, do lions need to be defended? No, just let the lion go. That fool go maul and chew. Lions, they take care of themselves. So does the truth. So the truth does not need you to represent it, neither does God. Do you really think God needs you? I don't think so. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you could understand this concept, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, 1 Corinthians 1, 26, let's start with 25, it says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brother, not that there are many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. So you strong, you trying to be strong, you're trying to be moral, you just stopped your relationship with God. When I am weak, he's strong. So everybody else is trying, everything that you're trying to do, I don't do. Man, I don't do none of that. I'm not a hoop jumper. I used to be a trained monkey. I used to jump through hoops. Everything that Reverend Dr. Bishop said, I said, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Because I was young, dumb, and stupid. Them days are over with. There is a divine marriage that takes place, brothers. There is a divine marriage that takes place, sisters, and you ain't got nothing to do with it. It is by grace that you are saved, not that any man should boast. And so we got to stop thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought. Do you not understand, brothers and sisters, the big picture of what is going on? God has a plan. God gonna implement it. God's going to implement his plan, whether you come voluntarily or you come dragging and screaming. Don't believe me? Ask Jonah. God said, go to Nineveh. Nineveh, Jonah said, I ain't going. God said, really? Okay, let's see who's God. You see, there is a marriage that takes place between a man and a woman. There's a marriage that takes place. And I'm not talking about this watered down. Now, I've already done the show on marriage certificate. You can go get a marriage certificate if you want to. I got a bunch of them. Been there, done that. Got 50 T-shirts. You can waste of time. Why? When you get married, all you're doing is giving the government the right to take your possessions and your children. Don't believe me? Go down to the bottom of your marriage certificate. Look at that little number. Look it up. Just like on your birth certificate, there's a little red number that makes you a commodity that is exchanged on the stock market. Look at your marriage certificate. Go to Google right now and type in esoteric meaning of marriage certificate. Your state marriage certificate makes you a slave of the state. Don't believe me? Look it up. I triple dare you to go look it up. What does a marriage certificate mean? So you get married. Why do you need the government? Why do you need a judge? What did they do before all of that time? Back in Africa, they jumped over a broom and they was married. But we need this ceremony. You look at the definition of the word ceremony? Eerily similar to the word ritual. And the heteros gamos doesn't need none of that stuff. Why? It's divine. It is the divine marriage between what? Let's go back to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2, let's start again, verse 14. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Ephesians 2. Now, I have all this inside of my book, again, as I do with all of these shows. And again, the goal is to get to the point where I don't have to do this, where I can actually break this down step by step for people who really, 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 really want to know the truth versus a truth. When you find the truth, you don't jump through hoops no more. You have no fear. When I say no fear, I don't know if you understand what that means. I wish I had the time to explain it to you, but, man, it is so liberating. When you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you don't fear no evil no more. Why? You understand Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2 says, for he himself is our peace. Notice where your peace comes from. Does it come from your bank account? Does it come from your marriage? If your man leaves you tomorrow, is your peace gone? If your woman leaves you tomorrow, is your peace gone? If your car breaks down, is your peace gone? If you lose your job, is your peace gone? That means you're married to the world. That means that you don't have heteros gamos. You don't have it. Because when you get it, you have peace. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one. He broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that he himself might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace. See, there is no peace right now because your flesh was against your spirit. Verse 16, Ephesians 2, 16. And that he might reconcile them both into one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. What enmity? Verse 17. Ephesians 2:17, and he came and preached peace to you, and who were far away, and peace to those who were near. Yahushua brought peace to the flesh and to the spirit. Verse 18, for through him we both have our access into one spirit, the Father. Through him, we have access by one spirit to the Father. That is the heteros gamos. Heteros gamos is having access. It is what is called spiritual intercourse. It is a sacred marriage between your body and your spirit. The world gonna teach you it is sex magic. The world teaches to engage in sexual intercourse that guarantees the fertility and the prosperity using sex magic. That's the world's version of this word. You go ask anybody on the planet, they will tell you heteros gamos, that is the sacred sex magic of the fertility god. That is a truth. That is not the truth. Let's understand. That is a truth. That is not the truth. Let me say that again. There's a counterfeit version of every original. There's a counterfeit spirit to the original spirit. If there's a Holy Spirit, there's the unholy spirit. That's not what I'm talking about. Now, we can talk about that if you guys want to, but that's how I'm talking about putting on Christ consciousness. My organization is called Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly, not church. So why don't I have a church instead of an assembly or an ecclesia? Because Yahushua establishes assemblies, ecclesias, not kirkas or churches. That's Roman Catholicism. It is the under-open understanding of the sacred divine marriage. Now, you should be asking yourself, how in the world am I going to combine the feminine part of me and the masculine part of me? How can I combine the matter and the spirit? Now, heteros means matter that has been empowered or infused with spirit. It means glorified body. So heteros means glorified body. Gamos means feminine masculine or Christos Sophia. This is the six-pointed star or the seal of Solomon. Now, the word Solomon, as you know, is a code word for the outside people. Now, remember, Jesus always taught in parables. He said it's for you to know, but it's for them not to know. So the seal of Solomon on the outside means one thing, but on the inside, it means solo man. So the word solo man means soul of a man. The seal of Solomon is the seal or the ring of the soul of a man. So King Solomon represents the soul of a man. It is the signet ring that has been attributed to King Solomon in all of the Judeo and the Jewish tradition and mysticism. Even the occult, they all use the hexagram. Now, we've talked about that hexagram. We talked about the pentagram. We talked about the different hexes. Now, they use math, music, and language. So they use a hexagon, they use a hexagram, and then they use a hexachord. The magic ring of Solomon, the seal of Solomon on the exoteric, the outside meaning, is Luciferian. The seal of Solomon on the esoteric meaning is biblical. There is, again, everything has this same dual meaning because we live in a world of polarity. So the cosmogrador took what God meant for good, and he is using it for evil. God takes what the cosmogrador means for evil, your body, and he is using it for good. So Yahushua, let me make sure as I close, you guys understand the divine marriage of the Heteros Gamos. Now, again, this is one of the books that's not even on the table that I may not do a deeper study on it, just like the book of Judas. I thought about doing a whole 10-hour series on the book of Judas, but I don't know if you guys are ready for that yet. Same thing with this teaching. This teaching is so dangerous and it is so deep because you will find out that most people who try to do it, they activate their kundalini instead of activating their Christos. The word Heteros Gamos means risen Christos. Christos Sophia. It is the ability to activate the Christ consciousness. That means that you activate your pituitary gland and your pineal gland to release a milky, oily substance that's called colostrum that flows down your spinal cord, and it makes your growing area subjected to your head area, meaning you can control your lust. Now, I ain't talking about something I read of a book. You guys know, at one point in my life, I could not control that part. So my little head was more powerful than my big head. Why? Because I activated the root chakra. How? I activated my kundalini. How? Through base. Now, you guys know that the frequency that the male foreskin is, again, you can go to Google and type it in right now. Why did they circumcise men back in the day? Why do they circumcise men today? You know that the foreskin of the male penis vibrates on 9 hertz, which is a root chakra hertz. So if you cut it off, they believe that you was getting rid of that ability to activate the kundalini, the serpentine, the root chakra, the sex organ. Obviously, it didn't work. Well, it definitely didn't work on me. So it goes deeper than just the foreskin of the male penis. So what activates the kundalini? Do you know that bass music, do you know music at a low vibration activates the kundalini? So you go and you say, they tell you to do that, right? Eastern mysticism, what are you doing? Notice that that sound, that vibrational sound. You might want to go to Google and do a little research, homeboy. You might want to go to Google and do a little research, homegirl, because if you find out everything that's been presented to you today as the truth is just a truth to activate your kundalini. So that way the serpent brain is in charge, because sitting on top of your spinal cord is the reptile brain. You are married to the serpent. That's why they lifted up the serpent. That's what a serpent is noticed in every ancient culture. There is a serpent or a dragon in every culture on the planet. He's the god of this world. He's the little g. That's what it says in the book of Revelations. So I don't know why people are so surprised when God himself says that serpent, that old dragon, whom you call the devil, who has deceived the whole world. It's right there in Revelation 17, 19, I think it is. So why are we surprised when the Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one? So if God says there ain't no, and you tell me you are righteous, so that means God's lying. That's what you're telling me? You're telling me you're righteous. You're telling me you are a moral man. You're a moral woman. So I don't care. Bring the Pope. That fool's not moral. Bring any Reverend Dr. Bishop. That fool ain't moral either. There ain't no moral men or women on the planet. I'm not moral. I don't claim to be moral. I'm not trying to be moral. I don't do morality. I do causality. And one day, you're going to get to the point where you will overstand exactly what I overstand, and you're going to stop trying to do something that you can't do. And at that point, your life changed. Why? You die. It's a spiritual death. So on January the 1st of 2009, I died. Because Jesus said, any man who seeks to find his life will lose it. So you're trying to live your best life now, right? You brought the book, you read it, and you want to live your best life now. You want to be like Oprah. Let me make sure you guys understand. You got Walmart money, you got Walmart devils. If you got big money, you got big devils. If you're living your best life now, you got some serious demon. You got some serious demonic problem. There is nobody on this planet. No, it is impossible. I prayed, I asked, I talked. Trust me, I'm talking to a young lady right now. Talked to her this morning. Got another session this afternoon. Who's doing stuff that if I told you, you would not believe me. You would say that's not true, Doc. That's not possible. It's not humanly possible. People can't do that. This stuff is real, brothers and sisters. This is not no game. You can conjure up devils and do all this stuff. How? Use the seal of Solomon. You can also stop devils by using what? The soul of Solomon. There's an outside meaning. There's an inside meaning. Make sure you got the right meaning. Why? The devil in the details. He is a linguistical god. So every word that you use creates his world. We got to change our words so that way we create the messianic world. So I'm a part of the Morning Star administration, not the Fallen Star demonstration. So I'm not interested in being demonstrative. It's very important, my brothers, that you understand that we have to go deeper. That's what Hebrews 6:1 is all about. That's what I talk about on every show. Let us go on past the basic teaching. Because if we don't, we can't go on to perfection. My brothers and my sisters, again, I may do a part two on this one because, man, this is a 10, 12, 15-part series. Depending on how the Spirit rolls, we may actually go through the whole book. If not, again, this book will be available as well. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for more information, again, about this book. My brothers and my sisters, I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. Again, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. The Son always comes in the name of the Father. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Produced by Cornbeat. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship. Can you hear me? Zoom it over. I'm here to show these people how to fight in it. Greatness in the making, I invite you should come over. Bijola, Jehovah.
thinking, I ain't faking, I'm a soldier. In life, you better listen to Jehovah, cause he'll mold ya. I'm waking up these masses, better smell it like it's Folgers. Society up and down, it's like a town of roller coasters. Bijola got his upload, download it to your folder. The purpose is to share it, don't care about no vultures. You know I'm from that Texas, where we ride around on focus. My flow is so infectious, and I'm drowning out these jokers. No need to wear a necklace, I'm shining with my mind out. If you really trying to test this, you better come and find out. Bijola in your soda with Jehovah, that's for sure though. If you didn't know by now, by the end you gonna know though. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me zooming over? I'm here to show these people how to fight and it ain't over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you, should come over. Come.